I'm going to talk a little bit about this Operation People for Peace that we're going to be hosting in just a few minutes. Operation People for Peace is in contact with members of Congress to ensure the concerns are clear. Human rights issues for clean air and clean water, that BP claims be paid immediately for the poor and the voiceless, the underserved and the underrepresented in the Gulf Coast region, and to develop a regional coalition, a citizen advisory committee, to have oversights of claim payments over the current plan that's working. Art Rocker states that Feinberg is the only one getting paid from BP with an increase as of approximately January 2011. He's being paid to stall and to not pay claims of affected people, and he's doing a good job of that. We'll continue to protest against BP and their executive leadership and locate them at various events in America and abroad until claims against BP in America have been paid. We'll not allow any foreign or American firms to pollute our waterways and affect the future of our children's lives. This oil spill has affected the economy of the Gulf Coast region, and when this happens, it affects our children's education, teachers in the classroom, the institution of family, small businesses, churches, ministers, and creates unnecessary stress with senior citizens. BP must pay the claims. BP must write the checks. So we should be getting our first guest in just a minute. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Mr. Art Rocker.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having us on.
It's our pleasure, sir.
And hosted this group. We have been involved out here dealing with this operation for a period of a year plus 2 months. Ken Feinberg called me. I didn't call Ken Feinberg. Ken Feinberg requested that we come together, we bring the ministers together, and we do claims in order to pay poor people. That's what we did. And after we put all these claims together, Ken Feinberg still has not paid. He said that after we brought all the ministers together, we thought we would be paid within 4 or 5 months. He told us to continue our work and continue to do what the Lord wants us to do. And then here we are, after completing a task of organizing over 20,000 people, putting together over 10,000 plus claims, he still has not paid the claim. He's not paying the claim because his responsibility is to stall the claim. He says that he is proud to be with BP because BP has all the deep pockets. That's why he makes $1.2 million. So to this day, he has to pay, and we're going to continue to barcar him. We're going to continue to barcar BP, continue to go to jail, continue to picket, continue to organize until these claims are paid.
Sir, that's wonderful, the work that you're doing, because so many people don't have the resources, don't have the time, don't have the energy, don't have the health to stand up. So I really salute you in the work that you're doing to help these people. God bless you, sir.
Well, I want to salute you because if it wasn't for people like yourself, the voices would never be heard. Because what you have done on this after this Thanksgiving Day, you're serving this nation. And while you're serving people who are primarily probably housekeepers in hotels who are not working now. You're probably serving there's over 1.6 million jobs that we have lost in the Gulf Coast due to this oil spill. The seafood industry is $146 billion industry. The cash industry is somewhere around $50 billion, and the cash, informal cash, and is not black marketing. Informal cash is synonymous. However, families need cash. Some people sell cars over the weekend. When you take a car and sell a car, that's informal cash. You need that car sometime to pay your children's bills. When you go and cut grass and mow lawns and clean people's homes and do whatever you're doing, that's informal cash. And when that's killed, the economy is killed. And that's why you have occupiers that's taking place all over America, talking about greed of corporations, because you got all these major corporations control everything, that you can't even have 10 or 15, 20 people selling shrimp in the street. They used to sell shrimp on the side of the road. They can't even sell it no more. They used to sell oranges and apples on the side of the road. You can't do it anymore, because everything is being brought into this country from every place. There's no middle people. The only way you can purchase something is through corporate America, and they control. The same way BP decided to put a chemical in the Gulf of Mexico, and that chemical that they used to disperse the oil, they own that company. They own that company, and the chemical that was dispersed is hurting the people in the Gulf, creating asthma, creating problems with the children, and we have the disasters at this time.
Thank you, sir. I think I've got Mary Lee Orr is on next, sir. If you want to stay on, or do you want to come back in a little while?
I'll come back in a little while.
Okay,
have a
then.
Great day.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, Mary Lee. Thank you.
Okay, hey, Art.
How we go? I think we've got Mary Lee.
We do, Rick. How are you this evening?
Very good. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. This is such an important issue.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you. I'm sorry it's about this topic, but we so are so grateful that you're interested in this and your listeners are interested as well. Thank you, thank you.
Well, you've got the facts. Well, why don't you tell us what you've learned?
Well, for one thing, our organization is 25 years old, so we've been working on preserving natural resources and protecting public health for 25 years, and when this disaster happened, we have to remember that 11 lives were lost out there, and then came the environmental catastrophe that came on shore for our communities. So we began sampling and doing blood testing. We sampled folks' blood for volatile solvents, whole blood tests, they call them, and Rick, really what that is to see if the components of oil were actually in your blood, and you
right.
would not believe what we found. Unbelievable. A lot of people over the 95 percentile. So I think what we're finding is that folks are sick, and that you heard from Art, claims aren't being paid. The oil is still here, and our communities are very fragile. And I feel like folks in other parts of the United States are not really aware or awakened about it. I think over in Florida, your folks, perhaps more so than, say, up north, are realizing what's going on. And what concerns me, too, Rick, is that there are folks who are sick that haven't made the correlation between their illness and their exposure.
Sure.
What's happened. Right, exactly. You have to remember that we hold the world record in the use of dispersant. 1.8 million gallons of dispersant went into our beloved Gulf. Can you imagine that? And then the crude oil also brings a lot of health impacts. And if you mix a dispersant and the crude oil, it becomes twice as toxic. I'm happy to tell you all the symptoms that I hear from people, but it is beyond disturbing, and beyond disturbing that a lot of these symptoms are progressing to things that are even worse. So we're worried and concerned. So we thank you so much for letting us share our concerns and what we're seeing out here in the field.
Well, it's crucial, and unfortunately they'll never hear it from commercial media. We, the public broadcasters, are the only way they're going to hear this information, and I can't thank you enough. And unfortunately, instead of real science, we're getting cover-ups. Why don't you go ahead and continue?
Sure. Rick, I think what people aren't realizing, at first it started in May with people talking about air quality because all the air was bubbling off the oil slick, and they were burning the oil, if you remember, and people were talking about
sure.
health, you know, asthma. They had to increase their medication, or people who didn't have asthma were having problems. And then I started getting calls from the wives of workers who were out there working on the oil rigs. We actually bought about $12,000 worth of protective gear. We gave it to our fishermen who rushed out to save our beloved Gulf. And they were told that if they used this protective gear, that they would be fired or relocated. So they weren't allowed to use it. And their wives would call me and say, my husband is dizzy. He's vomiting. He's nauseated. He has headaches. He has terrible chest pains. When he comes ashore, he seems to get better, but he goes out because we need to feed our family, and you shouldn't have to choose between your health and feeding your family. Unbelievable. Keeps on going till in the fall of 2010. I began to hear actually from the workers themselves, from residents along the Gulf, all the way from Louisiana to your beloved Florida. People calling me and telling me that they have the symptoms that you heard before, but also nosebleeds, a lot of difficulty breathing, respiratory infections, skin rashes, lesions, I mean like open sores on their body that wouldn't heal, a lot of cardiovascular issues. And what scares me is those things move into things like cardiac arrhythmia, cardiovascular damage, increased severity of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, genetic damage and mutation. Those are actual health effects from exposure to either Corexit or the crude oil. So you can see that our beloved communities are in a pretty fragile state, and like you say, the regular media, where have they been? So we're so grateful that you're a voice out to let other people know what's happening to us here.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's an honor to help do this kind of public service. I'm going to get in touch with some other broadcasters to see if we can do more of the same thing. I want to thank you so much, and let me bring on Kimberly now, if I might.
Sure. Thank you so much. You have a blessed night.
Thank you so much.
Kimberly,
I want to welcome you tonight to tonight's show. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, Kimberly?
Okay. I'm from Gulf Shores, Alabama, near Gulf Shores, Alabama, and basically I'm a resident, and I observed what happened down here with photography and just being at the beach. I was exposed from the day the oil hit our beaches, and I got sick. The symptoms started with nosebleeds, headaches. My hair started falling out, and then that kind of went away. And then I broke out in big lesions on my lower legs from the knees down. And I'm still fighting these lesions. I have been to countless dermatologists. I have been to medical doctors. And finally, I got tested, the same test that Mary Lee was talking about, and found out that I have all these VOCs in my blood, like ethylbenzene and MP xylene and hexane and isooctane, and also have a lot of heavy toxic metals in my blood. For example, I have very high levels of mercury. I am four times over the amount of lead that you're supposed to have. I have cadmium, arsenic, cesium, which from my understanding is radioactive, and I was never ever sick before then. And you know, it's across the Gulf, Rick. It's not just Louisiana, Mississippi. It's Alabama and the panhandle of Florida too. And we need help down here. So what I kind of did, and a friend of mine did, is we organized a little citizens action group called the Alabama Oil Spill Aftermath Coalition, and we started to put out information that is directly related to the Gulf Coast, not BP's information and not the studies that were bought and paid for by BP, but the studies that were independent. And so far, we have found quite a few cases that, you know, along here in Alabama of the same thing. People are sick. People have the respiratory illnesses. And now what we're seeing long-term, 19 months out of the spill, is people having neurological effects, neurological problems, seizure disorder, things that they never had before. And we're also seeing that people that had pre-existing conditions, Crohn's disease, things like that, that had been basically, dormant for a while, now it's being aggravated by these chemicals. And so what we have done is, number one, we hooked up with Operation People for Peace, Art Rocker's organization, and we found that groups of us can work together more successfully than little independent groups.
Absolutely.
And so we are boycotting BP. BP has not made us whole, has not made us right. We need fair and transparent claims paid immediately. Here in Bon Secours, Alabama, we just had a shrimper pass away from cancer before he got his claims check. And these are the things that are really aggravating, that the claims, the big businesses and the corporations are having their claims paid. And if you're politically connected and all that kind of thing, your claims are getting paid, or if you have big-time lawyers. But just for the everyday average person or the underserved, you know, they're not getting paid, and they're being starved out by Kenneth Feinberg. And this is not right. And this shouldn't be going on in America. And the rest of the country needs to know what's truly going on down here.
Well,
and the other thing that we are doing is we have gone to our congressman's office, Congressman Joe Bonner, and we have asked him to hold congressional hearings on the health effects of Corexit and oil exposure, because it's not being done. There is a Gulf study out there being done by NIH, but the results won't be back for 10 years. And this will not help the people now. And furthermore, that study, they have, the way they're conducting that study, it's for the cleanup workers and people that had hazmat training. And those were all the same group of people. So where's your control group? How is that going to work? And to me, there is no control group there, because the cleanup workers and the hazmat trained are all the residents, and they all live here. And then the third thing that we would like to see is the development of a regional citizens advisory council, or an RCAP, for when the oil spill fine money comes back down to the coast, that it is distributed properly and not being wasted on political pet projects and, you know, the good old boys club down here.
Absolutely.
And so those are the things that we're asking. But, you know, Art is doing a fantastic job. Mary Lee Orr is doing a fantastic job of getting the word out. And all I can do is just back them up, because it's the same exact thing here in South Alabama and in the panhandle of Florida. Our beaches are not cleaned up. There's tar balls and tar mats coming in daily. BP has not done what they promised to do, but yet they're out there sponsoring all these events. And tonight I just saw where they're sponsoring the NFL tonight.
Oh, yeah, their commercials have been all over our air touting the clean beaches and the total cleanup and how everything's fantastic. That part they can do pretty good. They can do the cover-up damn good. And unfortunately, they've been aided and abetted by both the Coast Guard and the EPA, as well as the rest of the federal government. But the work that you're doing is invaluable. It is absolutely invaluable. How can we get in touch with your organization? Do you have a website, dear?
Yes, we do. And it's all little letters, alabamashrimpfestival.com. All right, and we also have a Facebook page, a community page.
Okay.
And it's called the Alabama Oil Spill Aftermath Coalition.
Let me ask you this. I know you've been talking about the impact that you has had from the results of your blood tests, and also the impact, unfortunately, on your legs as well. Now, this was from merely you just walking on the shore, walking on the beach, right?
Absolutely. And then I made a huge mistake, because our beaches all remained open during the spill. There were red flags flying that you couldn't go in the water during the, you know, summertime. But then they took those flags down, and they said you could go in the water. Well, I made the mistake in late September of 2010 of walking into Perdido Pass in Orange Beach up to my knees. I waded in the water. Within 2 weeks, I broke out in all these lesions.
Well,
and like I said, I'm still struggling. I still have them.
I'm so sorry for you. Hopefully they're going to find something that can help to take some of that heavy metals out of your system. Listen, I think I've got Bishop Thompson on, so thank you so much for joining us, and I'd love to have you back again, okay?
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for getting the word out of what's really happening here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We feel honored to do this. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good evening, sir. Is this Bishop Thompson?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story?
Oh, well, one of the main things that we are concerned about here in Gulfport, Mississippi, is the health effects as it relates to asthma. Also, we are concerned about how we're not, the church is not being taken care of during this oil spill. Anything that affects the economy or affects the community also affects the churches.
Certainly.
And those things have not been addressed, you know, with people. The tithes are going down and offerings going down, and people are, and in some cases, some people are moving away, especially after you have a couple of disasters like Hurricane Katrina, then the oil spill that's almost a few years out from Hurricane Katrina. So, and also the main thing that I'm concerned about is the health effects, because my son has asthma. And I know that during that time that they were burning the oil, he had to use his nebulizer at least twice a day and also miss some time from school. So we're concerned about the health effects, and also the dolphins here in Gulfport are still coming up on the beaches dead. The shrimp season and the oyster season is not producing anything. So we have a lot of concerns here in Gulfport and Mississippi as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, sir. I think I've got Mr. Gregory next. Thank you again, sir, and I hope to speak to you again. Thank you very much,
thank you.
Bishop. Good evening. Is this Mr. Gregory?
Yes, just a moment.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Gregory.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank you for your commitment to these people. The dangers that has been waged on the Gulf is just extreme. Please go ahead and tell us your story, sir.
Well, you know, when you stop and think about that, that just ordinary citizens shouldn't have to be out doing what we're doing. This should be America's job. There's $6 million the United States government put up for the medical school in New Orleans, which is LSU, and Tulane, and that should be reimbursed back. Taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for something that British Petroleum did. And if you look at the solvent they use to break down the oil, that solvent comes from a company in Europe, and they're not even permitted to use that in Europe. It's so toxic. So you have people now going into British Petroleum to Ken Finder with their doctor's statements of saying out of the 10 solvents that's in the product, they find 9 of it in people's body, and they still deny it. So when you look at who is Ken Feinberg, well, he was the one, we know that he was the one that negotiated the World Trade Towers, and a lot of people wasn't happy with that. And even when you look at your first responders, I mean, he was so messed up with that, Congress had to pass special legislation to pay them. The president, Obama, he had to cut it in half and pay instead of for 10 years to make it for 5 years. But what most folks is not aware of, he also, Ken Feinberg, handled the Agent Orange. And his American soldiers, who we claim we love, they go over to Vietnam and come back with Agent Orange, and they say, no, you didn't get it. Well, look, if I go to Vietnam and what's bothering me I didn't have before I left, it's obvious I got it over there. And so, and I don't blame nobody but America. You know, we wave our flags and cheer and see all these messages during Christmas, remember the boy. You can wave your flag all you want to get your young men and women to the front line of battle. But if you can't be waving that flag when they come back to see to it that they get top treatment, that's not a flag you're waving. That's a rag. And somewhere, I don't know if you all listening is aware that they just announced this Christmas holiday shopping. They're using two test areas. They're using one in Richmond, Virginia, and one in California. And without anybody's consent, they're going to track folks on your shopping habits. Now, they say they don't know, they're not chopping what you buy. You know that's, you know they are, but here's why I'm bringing this up. If you're going to track me, and right now they're saying they're doing it at just the two, and the whole time you're there, they know when you take a coffee break, they know when you go to the washroom, They know everything. And now, if you can track that, then don't tell me all these soldiers coming home with their limbs and their minds messed up because of these bums they got in the road. If you got a system that you can track me going into a shopping mall, then damn it, don't tell me you can't track the ground and find out where them bums are sit. I mean, it's just outrageous how ordinary American people get treated. And so we looked the other day in California, they was pepper spraying those occupying people. You ain't never turned on TV and see where police is pepper spraying a pimp or a dope pusher or the mafia. They ain't never said the mob stinks and the mob need a bath. And so this is what we dealing with. And so thank God for Brother Art Rocker and the ministers that decided that, you know, this is not going to happen. And so all at once now, you got all of these thousands of people. Now, they didn't have to worry about the Mississippi casinos getting paid because they're regulated by the state. And so all at once, they go into the casinos and say, well, how much did you lose? All right, let's figure that up. Okay, how about your help? The waiters, how much did they lose? What were they made in tips? And they get all of that, and all of that's paid for in one block because they got somebody powerful enough to represent them. But the other folks out here, well, you tell them, go into court, and you're going to keep them in court for 20 years? And so, consequently, that's why I'm so happy that I can be part of this here to say, in my America, no, 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 this is not going to happen. Now, I don't know how long that we're going to be out here. This is the Christmas season coming up, and here's folks who have, you know, when you make your living off the ocean been here billions of years. The ocean was here for dinosaurs, so you would never think anything could happen to interfere with your living. And so here you got people whose mothers, father, that's all they know. And then all at once they have to shut that down. When you think about all the tourist areas where people, you know, they just run to this area. I mean, it was a long time before I knew about the Panhandle, the White Sands. All I knew was Miami. And then all at once, all of these folks, all these hotel folks have lost money. And haven't been Hilton going to get theirs. And so, again, this is why we are out here. And I'm just so glad that the leadership with Art Rocker and Dr. Ife Williams have organized the ministers so well that they have. We went over to London to their headquarters, the British Petroleum headquarters.
Sure.
And asked to see them. And they didn't. They had sent some low-level person down and said, well, the person you see with this here is Ken Feinberg. I said, we've been to see him. He told us, oh, it'll be paid off. I'm sitting in the room with him. I said, these claims will be taken care of. And let me see, how many weeks did they say? They said, in 3 weeks. Never heard no more. So then we were forced to go to London and try to meet with him. They said, no, Ken Feinberg. Oh, well, man, we've been talking to Ken Feinberg. Well, that's who handles. We go back, talk to Ken Feinberg. We went to jail. We've been to jail twice from going to see the person who they told us to see. And so when you stop and think about all of those folks that had children in school, had medical bills to pay, not just the money occurred from this year, but before this, where do they go? And so that's why I can't spend enough time. I got so many other things I would like to be doing. But
sure.
I think this is the number one problem confronting not just